time is supposed to stay, Pesach is supposed to come along with you all year. You need a maftir nachar Pesach v'kayim, and you're supposed to stay with this all year round. The feeling that Pesach gives you, stay with it. L'netzach netzachim. Give yourself a boost. Don't be scared of nothing. Don't be afraid of anything. By the way, who was the one at Har Sinai? Moshe. Yeah, Moshe and Aaron went towards Pari's palace. As soon as they saw the lions, it was horrors getting near that palace. Hashem Yerachim. They would gobble each person up alive, those creatures, the animals they had there. And all this kingdom kept, Moshe and Aaron, we're going. And we're all going to go to Pari's palace, and everybody in the middle, they disappeared behind the back roads. And Moshe and Aaron continued going because Moshe and Aaron were Novartigas. They had a good training about who's boss in this world. This kingdom, they didn't make it. And the Abish there, it says, by Har Sinai, they weren't Zeicher the way Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicher. Because there's a Maisa. What are you going to say with Mordechai? Mordechai also the same thing. The other Sanhedrin, where were they? They were in this Madrega. What do you do with Shimon ben Shatach? The halacha is that a melech cannot be done. He can't judge others, and you can't judge him because of a ma'aseh shoya. Shimon ben Shatach was sitting there when Yad HaMelech's slaves did kill the human being, and you had a slave had to come to Beis Din. So Shimon ben Shatach, the Reish Sanhedrin, says, "Okay, we want Yomei Balai Shor v'Yamid Al Shirei." Shimon ben Shatach. Yad HaMelech, you're coming too. Who's Yad HaMelech? A cutthroat. A notorious cutthroat who killed Tamid HaChacham left and right. They were petrified of him. He was a Russia. And Shimon ben Shatach is not this spoil from him. And he says, you're coming here. And he came. And when he came, he noticed everybody flushed the whole Bezdin. 71 people were petrified of him. And they're all looking down. They didn't want to get involved. When Shimon ben Shatach orders them, okay. Now, long as you got to stand up. Yomei Bala Shor, V'yamei Al Shoyda. Your shor killed somebody. Your slave killed somebody. You got to stand up. You only got to stand up. And he tells this to a king. He tells this to a melech. And that's Tama Melech of Russia, who was notorious for his hatred for Chazal. And he goes ahead and tells him, well, you got to stand up. This is no good. Shem ben Shatach. Schus Yegon Aleinu. That's the rich Sanhedrin. The word Sanhedrin means Soidei Hadras Ponim B'din. Comes to din. I hate this stuff. Don't scare me. That's an embassy. Reish Shemayim L'Sugurim B'nei Yish. The mitzvah for Sanhedrin. They're not allowed to be afraid of people. Sanhedrin means Sine Hadras Ponim B'din. That's Shimon ben Shatach, a Reish Sanhedrin. That's the way you're supposed to conduct yourself. That's Mordechai, who was also Reish Sanhedrin. And everyone's running away, and he stands up to Haman. He had good training. A Reish Sanhedrin has good training not to be afraid of humans. That's what he's all about. And he was an Einikol of Shimon ben Gera, who threw rocks at David HaMelech. You're not afraid. They're not scared. That's a Reish Sanhedrin. Anyway, Shimon ben Shatach standing, he says, so all the people around him, they were so afraid. So Shimon ben Shatach looks at, and the Melech says, you're the only one telling me to do this. What about your friends? So he looks to the right, and they all look down. He looks to the left, the old 36 Sanhedrin is a semicircle, you know. He's in the middle. And they all looked down, and he said he got upset with them. They were afraid to look him in the face, and he was angry at them. Oh. And he says, Yavai Balamach Shava, you see, the Abishah should take the comment. Gabriel HaMelech came down and took all those Sanhedrin and threw them to the ground at the end. And from that day on, they paskin that you can't be done a king. Look what happened. You'll see, you don't chepper with a king, except if it's from Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, they are taught, according to Aruch HaShulchan, even the bad ones had fear of Nevi'im. There's a Maisur Ochaz HaMelech, who's a Rasha, the father of Chizkiah. And he was afraid of a Navi. Even though based David is a different league, different people. Anova, they had a lot of Anova over there. Anyway, the way they ate Chizkiah HaMelech, they had complaints against Chizkiah HaMelech. We don't want it to be the king. What does he eat? They had another fellow from another Pekah Ben Ramalia, who used to eat 40 geizlis for dessert, for Tzinuach Suda. 40 geizlis, these little, cornish hens, I don't know what they are. Little birds, sup them up. That's a king! Yes, in America, we're all kings. Everybody's a king in America. They eat. Oh, that's a king. He knows how to eat. So they wanted Pekah Ben Ramalia to be the king. And Pekah Ramalia, and they didn't want Chizkiah. Chizkiah ate 1 liter of vegetables. That's it for his meal. Chizkiah Melech. And he wasn't grandiose. He wasn't one of those. He was just the opposite. He left at Elam Hazah. He was a Ben Teda. Chizkiah Melech. Could have been Mashiach. He didn't want Chizkiah. Anyway, and Chizkiah HaMelech was also fearless. When they had the whole Assyrian army, 1 million soldiers, what they had 200,000 on the Erech, just the generals alone, some say. Right, they were about to, they were coming, marching to Yerushalayim. They had conquered all our Yehuda. And he's not scared. He tells the servant, don't worry about them. We got the Yibishter. There's a real anacle of David HaMelech. What did David HaMelech say when he saw Goliath HaPlishti? He said, we're better than them. We're stronger than them. We have the Avish there. Who's this giant? He's scared of him. With Goliath HaPlishti. And he killed him with a pea shooter, with a stone. The Moshe and Aaron were now fearless. They went, they marched up without any fear. They marched up to Pari's palace without fear. Where'd they get it from? He got it from Mamala, from his mother and his sister. You know what Miriam told Parai? You wicked king! She was a 5-year-old Bubala. You wicked king! You're killing people! And Parai said, you talk like that to me? So Yechevet stuck her, hey, she's a baby, leave her alone. He wanted to kill her on the spot. And Yechevet also, but Chedus, you loved him. They lied to Achashverosh. I'm sorry to Parai. You see, by me, it's Purim already. Ahasuerus is back in business by me. I tied it to 4 cups. Why do you drink 4 cups? To start the year off, that's the way it's supposed to look. Start at 4. Yeah, drink. And by the way, you're not Yetzirah. Moshe held that grape juice no good. You're not Yetzirah. You're not Yetzirah means alcohol. Get moving, Rabbi Stein. Zman Chayru, you start the year, the Jewish year starts with Zman Chayru, saying it. Enjoy! Chayru from the Yetzirah, Chayru from fear of people. It'll kill you. Afraid of people. My Yomer HaBrius. What does he say? What does he say? That made a good impression? Did it? Impression? Did it? Not too good. Oh, he doesn't like me. You know, when I learn Musar, I'm talking. Your head's supposed to circulate with all kinds of, all the fears. I said the wrong thing to him. He's supposed to make a bittel of all that stuff. While you learn Musa. Or when you say, you say it again and again, when you're afraid of people, or when your kid's giving you aggravation, it's COVID. In the Vatican, they know exactly what the problem is. HaKavod Evel HaVolim, when your wife's yelling at you, HaKavod Evel HaVolim. Say it 20 times, not once. HaKavod Evel HaVolim, with a niggin. I had a mitzvah 10 years ago. I walked in a Beis Medrash. I wanted to write my betachon weekly. Now, I looked for somebody who knows how to learn. I needed to discuss my stuff. It's going to be for the public. The Lakewood Olim, don't mess with them. This guy is from Brisk and from, they know their stuff. Don't mess with them. Don't you dare ride a Krovus Varen. I'll kill you. This is Lakewood, not Botai. Don't mess. These are Litvakis over here. They have super loveless. They call it. you start up with this cover here. Anyway, this time I want to write. I enjoy myself to be mafalpal and learning. It's great. Find out if you're right, you're wrong. Let them kill you. Yeah, it's fine. That's the game. Yeah, let them. I look, when I have a vort that I want to give to the public, I choose. There are certain people I'm always running over to. And they are all people that are ready to put me in my place. I am a Gilgal of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who brought him 24 rayas to everything he said, wasn't what he was looking for. He wanted Bar Lakisha, Resh Lakish, that every move he made, no good, Rebbe. You're wrong. I like Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Anyway, I like the, they say with Belsky, Rabelski's the tzaddik of Racha. Of course, you're gonna later. Rabelski, here he comes. Rabelski, his family, these people have a certain refinement. They're not for the door. That whole family, Benjamin Wilhelm's, Einikos. Hey, look at people. I'm from the same island. Mendels with the Belskis, the Wilhelms with the title, with the place, the Hershkowitzes, Mike Tress. It was a whole same family those days. Chaga Finals. The whole Klyusov was those two families. Anyway, so he saw Belsky. He went to see Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv loved him. He was just eating him up. He literally rubbed his hands. He did something there to show his love for him. And they asked Rabbi Belsky, how come he loves you so much? So I think this story goes, you tell me if I'm right. So we got a family man right in. He walked right in just in time to check out. So he said he likes a risk of the rice. I understood that Rabbi Yashiv liked somebody who could fight him back a little bit. What? There you go. And he liked it. So he loved him. Now I'm the same way. I run. All the guys that chep at me, I love them. Because I know where I'm standing, you know, there are certain, some, I felt a little bit, certain very big Talmud Chacham, I never go to him, never went to him, went to him once or twice, it was over. He's very good, he was a Lamdan, he knew a lot, the Talmud Chacham, but whatever I said, you're right, for that reason, you're right, yeah, I got more rayas, you're right. I said, hey, wait a minute, this is the Mahalach, I want to tell me why I'm wrong, come on, let's get Lebedek around here. We get to it, then, so I go. I have my certain sever that know to tell me when I'm no good. We get to, about 10 years ago, there was somebody I used to go to. I loved him. He was a little much. Like, he was really tough. I mean, when you walk into the Beis Medrash, at any given time, if you hear thunder and lightning, I guarantee you it's him. He's a green. He really, really is a little bit too much for me. He knows so much that you can't get past him anything. He's a green. He's in Bekiyas and Sarifas, and he lives in learning. He's a pleasure. He's a real Talmud Chacham. So I go to him also. I like him. As soon as I walked in the Beis Medrash, I was looking for a sefer that I needed, because I was going to put something together on my B'tach weekly. I needed to add a vault. I want to check it out. I need to say somebody, can you get me a safer? So the guy, he sees me. Oh, Mandela's here. Here's the Madrega Saldam. Right away, he says, Madrega Saldam. And he smiles. Oh, that's what you want. He says, all right, we'll take it. I'm going to refuse Madrega Saldam. I didn't realize they're going to need that in a minute. So then I started getting my eye and my Indian over there. And then this fellow, this Gaini, he is not shy. I don't know if Lakewood has too many people in his caliber. He's a Lima, he's leading and learning, and it's Amkus, and he's just Gavaldic. He's up my eye. Anyway, but he gets carried away. That's true. I'll admit to that. And sometimes I say, okay. Anyway, and this, that's exactly what happened. I talk and needed him. Madrega Saldam. So he started. I told him my piece. He opened his mouth and screamed at me like, you. He destroyed me. And I let him have it too. I yelled back at him, you're out of your mind. I enjoy not being this ball from such a guy too. That, to me, that's a special specialty, you know. Oh, you're the guy that everyone's shaking. Okay, let's have, now let's see what you can do with me. I said, I'm the Balmusa around here. And I one time knew a Gemara. This is more drishtika type of stuff. I was once in a sugya that I punk knew better than he did. I had learned it, and I learned how it. Destroyed him. I knew I had some beautiful shtickle of Rishon. I remember it was Mardi, and he couldn't help it. I just wiped the floor with him. I'm a chayah. Anyway, so he let me have it. He really, it was a little too much on his top part. He was out of hand. And I think I was also guilty with getting carried away. And I was already huffing and puffing, and I really needed to calm down. I was like, and sure enough, now I knew that Ashkosh or why somebody passed me to Madregas or other. And I looked at it. Rabbi said, I can't describe to you that sefer. Then he hit. There's one, just hey, look at Madregas or other. The way he knocks all those Midas Reis, he makes fun of them. He knows how to do it. Madregas or other. No, that's fine. But he says, yeah, you have this Madregas or other one. He has a Matachim. Matachim. Oh, Madregas Adam. Every word he says, open any way you want. I do it. You have to know his language a little bit. He makes a joke. Hey, Malakane Chaya Chevra Zois. You have, kinna when you see all these guys, the group that you're not part of. Yeah? That bothers you, right? Makes a joke out of all that stuff. This is because of Shlomo's perek. Yeah, wherever he is. Olam Haba, you're not worried about. Yeah, he puts you in your place. It's delicious. There's nothing in Madrigas all that. He makes a chizik out of the whole Olam Haza, and he knows how to do it. He makes debates. He's very good. Anyway. So I take a look. While I'm a little too much. We broke off at that point. It was over. I mean, I couldn't, nobody was talking to anybody. So I take out this, my day. But I had to get back. I was learning something. But while I'm learning, you know, I wasn't learning Bimducha at that point. So I took out my day because I read a few lines with a niggin. I will put you in a different world. You're in a different world. You don't have time for this nonsense. I yelled at him. I'm angry. He's angry. I'm angry. Leave me alone. And you're learning Musa with a geschmack, with a niggin. And I did it a few times. Boy, it calmed me down. A few minutes later, I need another injection. While in the middle, I was learning the Iyun. And I came back to this and back to that. A few shots, I was fine. Then when I said goodbye, you know, the day was over. I was leaving. I bumped into him, and I, best friends, like, we're ready to kiss each other. That's the power of Liman Amusa. Puts you in a different world. You learn that stuff. You're a different world. Was cuffed to fight around. What are you doing? They can get you not to be afraid of physical problems, too. They say about a great, great Navardiga, he had Yanamach Lachmanulitzon in his throat, Nabach Hashem Yerachim, and he was walking around. The Elam was saying, with pain, everything, he said, the man's not in this world. Doesn't bother him. Doesn't bother him. Oh. I saw Ron Kranz two weeks before he was Nifta. He was like in Ganegna. I saw him nothing. 2 weeks before it was Nifta too. Same way. He was prevailing. They say he knew he was going. And they were just in their own world. The simcha of learning Musa. How kedai it is to join the Musa club. I advise everybody. Become a Baal Musa. Get into it. I'm hoping. I'm begging the Eibush to help. We should give it a ruach of the old spirit of the Vader. Where they learn Musa with a brand. I want to tell you something. Rabbi Yamin Zalberger, Rabbi Beis HaTalmud, I once saw him learning Musa. here in Lakewood. And he wasn't a Vardiga, but the way he learned Musa, oh boy, I could have eaten him up. Oh, was he delicious? With a niggin quietly by himself for half an hour. Ah. They're learning Musa, the sweetness. They could, these American Harrys could do it too. I'm telling you. I was in once in a chabura, where they were learning B'kiyas take a chabura. They made for a while, they made a seder in Musa at the end of the Eftemeyer. It was murdering. It was really good. Right here, like, I have to go back to Nevada, 200 years, I'm going, they're good people. Our Harrys, they're quite good. They could learn Musa, they're great, but still, we want to bring back the good old, we want to make a society where all we care about, how's the kinder problem? How's the type of the COVID? The world around us is so different. I'll tell you something. I heard this twice. I heard it from Chaim Halpern, Zatzal, and I heard it from Rapinchas Menachem Malach, his son. Zatzal, his son is a Geruch Chosid, a tidy young man. He spoke at his father's Yahrzeit, and he asked him the question. He says, the Geruch is a very involved in Kedusha. How come the Nevardig is never addressed those issues, you know, with preachers? So he said, if you would know the way we learned Musa, you wouldn't even dream of that stuff. You're in a different world. You have to chop what's happening. Zapyat, you have an issue. You're in a different world. You have no head for this stuff. You're the sweetness of learning Musa with a simcha. You can't compare anything to what I heard the Savior of Halpern. He said that whole issue is dead. I mean, he says, you learn Musa the way he learned Musa for hours. He says, just forget it. It's just, you don't have to deal with it. It's not unbelievable. Musa, looking and learning, hopefully, by some people, can guns find, kill the Yitzhara. The sweetness of Abai and Rava, is that a joke? Late at night, you're sitting and learning all day. By the way, those who learn full time, three storm and don't stop, it's easier for them than the guys who have to chop up the day. It's easier. That's what they say. And Chazinish said something like that. It's true. You're really living and learning. If I get it, who has a cup for other things? Okay. Abba, let's get back to Musa. Rabbi and Kotli, even though he lived and learning more than anybody, he held Musa as Muslim. And came Musa Seder, even Rabbi Gershon and Chaim Halpern wanted to chop his shoes with him. He said, Echlein yet Musa. He had to tell the Navardigas. They were so embarrassed. He had to tell them, it's Musa. Musa. Anyway, there's nothing like Limud HaMusa. Rabbi said, but for nowadays, as long as we try, that's the main thing. Now, let's get some the latest stories. The latest stories. What's going on? Now, first of all, I said a vote that's a bomba. Today was my father's yahrzeit. Every time, there are two things I don't like on my father's yahrzeit. One, I got to hustle to get that omit. You got out of your mind. There's someone sitting there for the last 2 hours and he's saying, I was here first. And there's another guy right next to him. I was there. And then you walk in. Get lost, dude. Where do you come into this? You know, they're busy killing each other. Now you want to join them? It's over. Okay, so let's wait for the next minion. Next minion comes. Before you get near, I'm sorry, I got the spot for my father. Now, I like to be a nice person and give in the Ili Nishmas, but I like to put up a fight too. You know, I think it's a Swiss if you know how, when to fight. You have to watch what you're doing. But anyway. So today I got up. I said, last night, I davened Abish to please give me the Amid. I want the Amid. And I don't want no fighting with anybody. I just don't want it. Abish, do me a favor. I just don't want that stuff. I want to get the Amid and goodbye. This morning I got up just the time, 10 minutes before davening, But I would go to Kel Shifshin. Don't go to Kel Shifshin, go to Stop It. There's much more chance to get a minion. Kel Shifshin is such a small, there's just a few minyanim there. I'm going to Kel Shifshin. Right now I'm here. Eivishta, get me that minion. I don't want to be bothered with this. I come in there. I didn't have to fire a shot. No, it was, the Ahmed was mine. Now another thing. My father's kevah. I want to have a big oilam there. It's not always, doesn't always, we all live in your, but this family member lives here, that lives there, so it doesn't always coincide. And advisor said, Eivishta, I want them all together this time. I don't want the usual stuff. And I did a minimum ishtalis. I called this sister, this brother, that, but 1, 2, 3. Yaita, hey, next, David, Eivishta. Make it geschmack. I want a minion with a cottage with the whole works in there. I come in there today. It's exactly what I got. Not only that, but my nephew took me to the cemetery. I didn't have to drive myself. I was able to learn in the car. You're daven. Just daven. Look, son, I never get this. I got it all. I got the Yom right away. And again, it's Susie, I got Elena, my father. I got to tell you something about cemeteries. My father is buried next to his three brothers, Reb Manis, Reb Pezhas, Uncle Ruby, four Tzadikim, Gemurim, the sweetest people you ever met. The four, the Mandel, Brida, they're all right next to each other. In Woodbridge, in the Beth Israel of Woodbridge. So I go there every year. So they're together. Now, I've been there alone more than once in freezing, rainy weather. And I'm davening, Eivishta, I'm kvetching, I need this, Eivishta, I need that, Eivishta, please, and now I need this. Maybe my father, ta, maybe tell the Eivishta, I need this, ta, maybe that. Uncle Manus and all that, you know, I start speaking to all of them, especially my father. And because whatever happens, happens, that's it. I eat young, I'm in the middle of stretching, and suddenly he says, "One, stop it." I was there a long time, this particular, I was alone. I says, "What about thanking the Eivishta? You go to your father's kever, what should you do there? Thank him." I says, "Eivishta, thank you. This person taught me that there's an Eivishta in the world. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. My father did for me." I said that. Then I started thanking and thanking. As soon as I started thanking, the sun came out. The sun came out. And it became so lichtig. You know, a friend of mine told me, he got into a fight with his wife in a car. And as he was fighting, a big truck almost turned over right in front of him. And he got the message. When you get in cast, that's what you're doing to the whole world. You're causing big trucks to shake. You're causing the whole Bria. When there's anger, I know a guy, he was davening in his carpool. And he was davening with a niggin, with a sweetness. And he needed a Yeshua. And as soon as he came home, he got the Yeshua. And Yeshua looked just like the niggin. Yeshua came with a geshmak, with a simcha, just the way he davened. Is the way the Yeshua came. That's something. Anyway, you got to thank the Eivishta, your parents, for everything. Yeah. So my father was a Malamed for 70 years. And I'll tell you one Maisa with my father, that's Nair Nerai, he said, from all the Maisas, this I didn't know, Bachayev. He said, check out that boy. There was a boy in his class, he insisted they should check him out. What are his roots? They checked him out, and they found out something. He's not Jewish. They never had a gaitis, something. Boom. Something was not right. And how did he know my father? My father used to daven for all his talmidim. And they always got Yeshuas. And this guy is not getting no Yeshuas. He said, this can't be. My father had such faith in his own tefillahs. Imagine. I was wondering, how did I become so great? How did I become so great? Now I know. See, I want to tell you something about parents. Whatever you think you are, baloney. Your father davened. That's why. Don't give yourself no credit. But my father, don't give me about this. My mommy, she's dispatched me. No, Dreyakov, she daven for you also, you know, that you don't know about. She daven for you. Anything good about you, thank your parents. You got to be fans of my one of the briskers. I think Beis Halevi told Reb Chaim told, one of them told the son, anything you are, it's only, the reason you're getting covered, it's all because of me. Don't get so carried away. You never heard this? The Briscoe Elam knows this stuff. Put him in that place. Today you don't do that. I mean, I have a different approach. I said something recently, a nasty thing to say. My father's greatness, he was zechut to me. Now listen to this. We're originists. You know the Heilig Rishon Zayda said. The Heilig Rishon himself, Zayda said, my greatness is I was zechut to such a son. And the son said, my greatness, I was zechut to the Heilig Rishon. And the Heilig, my yichus, what's my yichus? And the Heilig Rishon said, my yichus is my six sons. So, I want to give myself a plug, as usual. I don't want to chas v'shal be Mesir Das from being the biggest Balgaiva in the world. I don't want to be Mesir Das from my, you know, I want to stick to my, you'll have to have some plenty of humility towards your parents. But sometimes you need to wait till you're ready for that. Some people got a lot of waiting to do. Look at Yay, what did Yitzhak Atanik do? You want to do Kibbutz Avim? Become something. And then say, I thank all this, I know it's Utah. But the violin, you got to blow. Look what Yosef does. Everyone's bowing down to me, including Tati and Mommy. Wow! That he couldn't stand it. Who do you think you are? Cutting Shevet Shvatim. That's the way he talks. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. These were giants. They were powerful. Physically, they were super strong. And I want to tie that the super strong was a simon on their greatness spiritually. Reuven was a bomb. Shevet Reuven, God B'nai Reuven. Shevet God used to hack their enemies and they used to crack them in half. You know what they did when they went to battle? You could tell Shevet, they now, I don't believe they ever lost. Whenever they went to battle, Shevet God was even stronger than Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Reuven. Reuven and God were together to front line. Front line. We'll go in the front line. They offered. You know what it means to be in? Cannon fodder. You know what the Velt calls the front liners? Cannon fodder. They're dead. They're the ones that are going to get killed. So the other guys will come back and say, we won. But the guys in the front line, they're the scapegoats. They're the nebos who have to. But they all came back. Shevet God and Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, they say God was stronger. When God went to battle, he chopped his enemy in half. The head and the hand. I want that to tell you. They used to go to battle with tefillin on. You know that? They used to go to battle with tefillin. With Shema Yisrael. Beis Halevi says, they used to win with the Yavish. They didn't win with, you know, with Shema Yisrael and with tefillin. So, but they got a tiny, that might have something to do with it. They hacked their enemies in half. The head and the hand. Shel Rosh and Shel Yad. The Koyach of there. I don't know. I think it has something to do with it. Whatever. So Yosef HaTzadik is speaking to these bombs. His older brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Shevet Shimon, don't mess with him. Shimon and Levi. Yeah, start up with them. You're all bowing down to me. I'm not scared of you. And you, Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. You want to get into trouble? You know what Shevet Yehuda was? You know he's gibeirim what they were. When Yehuda got angry, the blood came out of his eyes. Ugh. When he got angry, he had eight begadim. Obviously, he had a whole, he was a king. And the hair came cracking through the begadim. And some say two poles came out. And he didn't lift a finger. He just walked into battle. And everybody's flying dead like a joke. Yehuda! He gave a roar like a lion. People went flying. And Shimon, all these, they were giants, every one of them. And Yosef, Katan Shevet Shvatim. All you chevra bowing down to me, including Tati and Mami. Anybody worried about Gaius? Did anybody address the Gaius issue over here? Does anybody talk about it? Oh yeah, the Nevoah, that answers it. They had a lot of other things that he did there. I heard that Rabbi Miller did say something about Yehuda's Yosef's Renovus, whatever. But a person has to look. I don't know the pshat. Esav was the big Baal Kibarav, you know. He didn't know what Yosef did. And Yosef is the Sitna Shal Esav. You have to, your father wants you to be something. Okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. Each one's different than the other one. Yitzchak is Tzula. Avraham, I'm not open house type. I'm Surah Pasoda type. And Yaakov, I'm the learning type. He's the Litvak. Whatever you want to say. They're all, each one's different. Each person is his own self. And then you be Mabatul yourself to your father. It's a different ball game. Sometimes everybody's different. Every situation is different. Anyway, a person has to be what he is. That's extremely important. My father told me in Maisa about the shin of a Rebbe. He was the oldest son of Reb Chaim Tanzer, and he was the most, he did not, all Reb Chaim Tanzer's sons were Gedolim and Tzadikim, and they did whatever the father said except for the Shinova. Shinova always did different. I think the Shinova once said, I'm just like you, Ta. You are different than all your others, and I'm different. You know, I'm also like you. That's what they say. But they say he was the biggest in the son. So at his father's Levaya, he said, again, like my father, plenty of people like him. And his brothers wanted to kill him. I heard this from my father. His brothers wanted to kill him. Oh, here he goes again. Troublemaker of the family. A tzaddik like my father, plenty like him too. Their mom is ready to plot at the Levaya. That's the way you talk about your father. And they all, they had it for him because he was rebellious. He was, and then he had a doctor of business like my father. Man, there's plenty like that. And the brothers are plotting them. And he keeps going on and on about, he makes a bittle of everything about his father. And then he says, but to have all those things together, that only my father could do. That's the way he did it. My father told me this story. Anyway, you have to be your own self. You want to do Kibarav? Be yourself. You know what's inside you? You know what's inside you that the world will never hear? I'm going to tell you, I murdered the computer. I need this now. This is a good idea here. I have my notes of Mice of Rav Galinsky. Somebody went to Rav Galinsky with terrible trouble. He was suffering from his son. My son was already, this is a Mice of about, must have been 20 years ago. His son was, he had read him every shidduch in the world, and his son was not interested. And he wasn't so, the father was once a little particular also, and now the son's already older, and he's a whole, and the son, father comes crying to Galinsky, and he tells him, look what's happening to me. I tried so much, and my son's going nowhere. And Rav Galinsky started screaming at him. He says, you like to be mashim yourself. That's the bitter amidas. You know, bitter amidas is a type of one told somebody. His daughter wasn't married. And he thought he called the stipler. He got in touch with him. The stipler says, in the next world, they're going to take you apart. Like they do in a party. They're mavar the midas. What's the real thing that's making you tick? What's the real emes? Why is your daughter married? Because you want the best boy in yeshiva because of your redivas are covered. They'll kill you for that. The stipler was in a party. And he said, they're going to let you have it the next world. Okay. Be careful with anything sharp that I say. We have to know where we're holding. You know, watch out. Whatever. But that's what he told him. So now Galinsky gave this younger man a bitter amidas. You're going around so tzabrachim about your son. Your son's already over the hill. And he's still not married. And you're blaming yourself. and you're blaming yourself again. Now, you know it's really ticking, so for the rest of your life, here's a person that he took care of his father. I met plenty of people like this. Plenty. I didn't take care of my father the way I should. That's why he was nifta. It was my fault. For the rest of my life, I'm on a guilt trip for what I did to my father, or my mother, or my son, or my daughter. It's my fault. I messed up. The aggravation that I caused, it was my fault. Now go ahead the rest of your life and go around like this. And feel good about yourself. Feel good, because you're putting yourself in your place. It's very healthy to put yourself down. It's great. It's a great feeling of self-pity, of being a real El Chamech who lives with the truth. You have to live with the truth. I once did something wrong, now suffer. And then get sick, Chas V'Shalom, and end up in the hospital, Chas V'Shalom. And then people will say at the Levaya, at your Levaya, they can say, I never... because he never... And that's why they're right, by the way. But he's off the wall. He's out of first base. What are you having aggravation for? Yerov Weinkrenz told me, in the next world, they'll tell you, you had aggravation? Patch! What'd you have aggravation? What happened to Komandar Rachman on the top of it? But I caused it here. It's different. Oh, that's so nice, but you caused it. This is what Galinsky told this younger man. Anything to get autistic. Just give me an excuse. I'm looking for it. A person doesn't even cop that before his issue, he was looking to pull himself down. He was looking to do that. He's just looking for the opportunity to be able to say, I'm no good. The reason why I'm no good is because my wife or my sister or my this or my job or I can't earn a living or I don't speak nice to people. That's not the reason. The reason is you love putting yourself down. So in Shemayim, they give you an opportunity. You like to call yourself a zero? Yeah, we'll give you opportunities galore. All kinds of tragedies in your life. So you can go around with self-pity. I once asked Reb Shlomo Cheshen Zatzal, what do you say? You're dealing with thousands of people. What can you give me an idea? What would you tell the public if you wanted to give them all a message? So he said, if you want to have pity on yourself, don't have self-pity. Cut that garbage. It kills everybody. It's all the Yetzirah, every bit of it, beginning to end. However, Mandel has to add his 2 cents before we continue. If you have it and you can't control it, it's fine. Like Nishbav and Nishkel and Kimley Simpson. Nishkefel, so... So you have self-pity. So you're not perfect with your meters. So kill yourself a little bit. So what? You get sick a little. So what? You're not in a Vardig where you're going to turn around your meters. But if you listen to Mandel enough times, I might talk and be able to pull you out of the mud pie that you're in. And you'll be a happy person. You'll have the same tikkun. You'll be as good as a Leib Nishbar too. You know that. So it's kedai to be on board with me. You keep hearing this stuff enough times. You'll be happy forever. Galinsky told this person, don't you dare worry for a second. It's your own rutzen to pull yourself down. I had a kid. Your putter, it's not your kid. I've seen the Vardigas, more than one, who have viewed their kids as if they weren't their own kids. And they love their kids. They weren't missing an obvious. But, Atan, Chayecha Kaidman, it's not my child. I have no responsibility. Galinsky told this to this younger man. You try? Goodbye. There's a Kavar Yosher that says, kids off the derech, go over to him, give him a shmos, give him another shmos. Every day give him a little shmos, do it for so many months. If he listens good, he didn't. Get away from the kid. You're off the hook. No one's going to check you in the next world that you raised a bad kid. None of that's just some garbage. You try, you're off the hook. And he wasn't in a bar to get a Kavar Yosher. He says it. Come on, says it. Kavar Yosher. It's sort of the famous Moses Sefer. So it's all a dimion. All the aggravations that people have is rooted in the love of being Nebuch. But I'm going to stick up now for all those guys that are Atak and Nebuch. I told this boy to Big Tom Chacham over Pesach. I told him, why do matzahs round? Ugeis matzahs. It looks like a lathe.
Rachmona Liba boy.
You're leaving, you're not an Eved Pari, Eved Hashem. You know what the difference is? By Pari or by anybody. If you didn't do the job, you're dead. By the Yevishte, all he wants is the heart. Like Chofetz Chaim says, Ona Melim, Ema Melim. Ona Melim, Kambosar. You work hard and you didn't accomplish anything. You're going to get Tchar. Rachmona Liba boy. It's around Matzah. That's why the Matzah is such a happy thing. Hashem loves us. He don't care. That's why the Matzah is. You know, the matzahs, he pulled us out of Mitzrayim, didn't get a chance to rise up to show his love. He's showing his love. And that's why it's a heart. And because all he wants from us is just a heart. It's full of love. The matzah symbolizes love. And why is it a broken matzah that you pick up? The prusa? Leiv nishba v'nitke. You pick up, it says, matzah zushon ha'ichlim. What does it say in that gada? Pick up the prusa, right? The broken one. And pick him up. And look up at that broken matzah and say, Kazer Eva Kadesh. That's good stuff. A broken heart. Katzkadeba says, he never saw a thing as whole as a broken heart. Good stuff. Stay with it. Especially B'nai Torah. The brokenness comes from, I wish I'd learned better, done better. I wish it comes from Ruchmi. It's Ashrei Chaktam. Nothing wrong. Have a broken heart as much as you wish. But if you join me in a Vardig, you'll get the same scars, all those broken hearts, and you'll be happy like crazy. Learn Shabbat talking an hour a day. Spend an hour a day, or a half hour a day. Sit there, enjoy, and think happy thoughts. And that's all B'tachin. By the way, the first thing you do before you start any Musa Seder is write down all the good things that happened that day. That's Aleph, right? And thank verbally, that's Aleph. It's going to put you in a different world. Thankfulness. Thank the Abish that we had a wonderful Pesach and we accomplished worlds. This Pesach was the best Pesach we ever had. We accomplished worlds. This Pesach we cracked through right now. There are two seniors who are about to get married. I mean seniors, they're not. He's not a guy. He's almost, you know, he's almost one of the others. He could be a Zayda at this point, and he's meeting his first girl. One of those. I don't know if she's the first, but let's hope it's going to be a Shidduch. Rabbi said, give a bracha. She'll become a Shidduch. They should get married quickly and happily. Amen. And all the others with them. I don't give up. We cracked the Yamsuf in half. Broke, no barriers. The Abish are going to do anything. You get so much schar just for talking like this. Rachmana Libabai, you're talking, talk big. That means we're telling Hashem, we know it's not so easy to learn Musa for 2 hours to become a Gantz and a Vardig and not so fast, but we try to, and we want to, and the Abish should help. We should be Zaycha to the Gula. Shalem, I'm going to go another 10 minutes. Fill up my hour. Don't turn me off. You know what happened? I heard two reports today, just today, two reports of two people. One of my relatives calls me up. Oh, you know, this big Talmud Chacham. He says he goes to sleep with your stuff. I says, oh, and then I met another relative who told me about someone else. You know, so and so every night. He goes to sleep with your stuff. So I said, what does that mean? He goes to sleep. You want to fall asleep? You turn me on. What? I'm better than a pillow? I'd like to have some money. I'm saving you the sleeping pills. Is that, I'm that good? I'm so boring. I'm putting everybody to sleep. No. I mean in a good way. Oh, okay, I'm not sure anymore. No, the guys who are looking for COVID, they're always afraid. People are looking for COVID. They told me in the Vardig, we're always suspicious. Did you mean? So I'm a human being, of course, looking for COVID, high and low. If she gives it to me, my B'dikas Chametz is, where can I get more COVID? I'm going to tell you something about B'dikas Chametz. Listen to this. It says, Chametz is also a mashahu. A drop of Chametz, no good. So I say, Mida Taiva Maruba. A drop of Yerushalayim is 500 times better than a drop of chametz. The other way. It's good vod. No one ever said this. I think I was the first one since Adam Rishon that made that one up. And Rav Tatzkel used to say this, Kaseda. It's like a magnifying glass. You don't chop every tiny move you make in this world. You came here? You know how many billions of halachim came along with you? Whoever came tonight, tonight's special because it's not official. It's not half official, whatever. No one knows. It's Monday. Where? It's Monday. It's not Sunday. Whatever it is. And whoever came, it's after Yom Tov, is going to be zeicha this Pesach. This is going to be not shy. I got trouble over I got a lot of trouble over Yom Tov. I came into a shul, so my shul was off. So I went to another shul. I went to more than one shul. I had my fun. Meet my old friends. Yes. Hello. Oh, the Rav is here. By the way, my shul has become much more accommodating. Yes, yes. Now you don't have to pass the deep water test to join us. They fixed the leak. Right? They fixed it. It's Gavaldi. We are getting fancy. We have a couple of rats and mice. Every now in the middle of davening, they might say hello to you. I'm joking. Sorry, it's not that bad. But we hold our own. The old Navardis would be proud of us. We're down in a basement. I say, it's good. It's just perfect for my taste. Anyway, so but I got it over the head because I started, I let loose. You know, the alien doesn't see me that much. They see me. Where are you, Mandel? We don't see you anymore. I said, you don't know him? I got set up. I have my own Kehillah. The Nevada Rebbe of Lakewood. You never heard of me? How could that be? You didn't hear about me. Trying so hard to get covered. I'm joking. Anyway, so what did they tell me? They tell me, anyway, I made myself. I started saying a Shabbos to everybody. Good Yom Tov. Happy Passover, Rabbi! I started that stuff. All those holy rabbis, have a happy Passover. Yes, yes. I started doing that stuff all through Yom Tov. So this bachav, so younger manchin comes over to me. Mandel, please be my chami, but that wasn't yeshivish. It wasn't yeshivish. I said, that's exactly why I did it. But that doesn't pass. Yeah, you can't do it. Oh, really? Okay. I want to make the guys happy a little bit. I once asked my rabbi, you should know jokes that you make. Jokes that you make, check them out. I did a lot of research how to make a correct joke. I try. I hope I'm a scout. But then I hope they're good. That's enough. That's my main fear is it a good joke? Or they're going to look at me and Nebuch, this guy trying to be funny. You know, and Nebuch, it's not working. They tell all the big speakers, do not crack jokes if you're not good at it, because you'll destroy yourself. You want to have bizarreness, try to make a joke and that nobody's looking, oh, that's supposed to be funny yet. You know, what are you trying to do? I told you, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, one of the biggest batchanim in the world, made a joke. His whole, you could see it. And he made the joke, and Chaim didn't laugh. So he repeated it, and Chaim didn't laugh. So the guy came along with him, another guy, two guys, started explaining the joke. But you explain the joke. It's over. I told you my father, my mother. I told you already. I told you about my father, my mother. My father, Gilitziani, made jokes 24/7. My mother was a Yeki. She didn't chop one single joke. I'm an Adria. I sat there my whole life. I saw my father used to come in every night with jokes. And my mother looked at him. Yeki. She was a straight Yeki. What did you mean with that? No, I don't quite understand. She's a Yeki. What are you going to do? I'm like half and half, you know. That's why I'm an interesting guy. Have an interesting, you know. Anyway, you know, they say, what's the cross between a rabbit and a hen? Nishtein is the hair. You ever hear that one? Cross between a rabbit and a hen. Nishtein is the hair. You know? So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, she's my parents got together. They know what they're getting themselves into. They got me. Look what they were zeicha to. Oh, anyway, so And my father cracked jokes. My mother never chopped one. And I told it over to my brother. My brother said, not true. 3 o'clock in the morning, mommy used to suddenly jump out of bed and start laughing. She chopped. It took a while. Delayed reaction. So I tied to my father, never. I'm talking about my father today. It would be proper for me to make a hesped about my father. Never. I tied to my father, ain't a roya p'nei Gehenim. Thanks to my mother who never chopped his jokes. You know what a hard life it is where your wife doesn't chop your jokes? I'm joking. I'm just joking. Anyway. Maybe so hoping to give me a bracha, my jokes should start. I got a new one. Wait, somebody gave me a great line. He told me, when you collect money from now on, how are you going to collect money? First tell the guy, I'm here to do you a favor. It's a good line, no? I'd like to do you a favor. People call me up with all kinds of issues, and they give money. I don't usually ask. But if they do, I b'shita accept. I have a masoidus for my rebbe. Lo'olam tikach. Somebody once came to Rabbi Yosher Liebman, and he told him, Rabbi Yaakov Shita, of not taking from the government, the food stamps, Section 8, whatever, no good. And Rabbi Moshe said, you should take. So he asked Rabbi Gershon, what do you hold? Rabbi Gershon said, Rabbi Moshe is smart. Lo'olam tikach. So I was a kabbalah for my Rebbe. Everybody has to be a man of principle. I have a strict principle. I always take if they give me, if they offer me. But I tell them now, this is my latest line. Maybe I can pull this off. I tell, look, I'm not telling you to give me anything. You want to hear my latest mice? Remember I said, do you want to hear my latest mice? It's crazy. They're getting better and better. They're calling me up. Latest mice, boom. He suddenly had a kid. Boom. Suddenly got engaged right after your bracha. Boom. There's no end to my stuff. Somebody said about, you know what an admar is? I'm this kind of admirer. The other ones are called admar. Admar means they admire me. Admar mandal does kind of, I'm joking. Anyway, I'm Sanjay Bam. Anyway, so. Maybe so helping that my jokes, give me a bracha. My jokes should have more, should, and the guys shouldn't come to put me on to fall asleep. They shouldn't put me on to fall asleep. I gotta get a reputation out there. You wanna go to sleep? Turn on me. Turn on me and don't. Where's my stamps? Get some stamps, everybody say, in the closet there. Wanna bring some out? Open the closet, there's some stuff. Johnny, some more Johnny Walkers. Let's get to work. That's right. Right there, right to the right. Out of way. Bring in some. Let's bring them in. Bring them all in. Get some cups. Want to get some cups? We have to drink, everybody said. We have to do tshuva. After Pesach, you have to have much more. Look into your maisim more and be more. We didn't drink enough. My ilam, they say, al cheit. Yes, Mechila to Jack. Jack, I'm so sorry. You've been sitting here and I've been leaving you alone and neglecting you. You know, by the way, I said goodbye to Jack. This Purim, I made a shinoi. I got 2 Johnny Walkers. So I decided, Jack, it's over. Get me that bottle over there, the square one. There's 2 more bottles over there. So there's, what? You want to go upstairs? Yeah, go right. Give a knock. Out of the way. And there's another one over there. There's another, the green bottle. Out of the way. Tom Branch. We're going to, this looks good. Wait a minute, turn me on. I want the elder to see. I didn't lose my touch. In fact, I'm even better than I used to be. Since Pesach, you think I'm, 4 cups is a simon. What? Here, give a bang. And just say that you're coming in to get some cups. That's all. Thanks a lot. And there we go. We're going to give everybody, this is Smirnoff, lime, vodka infused with natural flavors, gluten-free, okay. What does this have to do with gluten? I don't stop. Come, bring them on. Anybody know how to open this? Let's get some vodka. Let's drink a l'chaim. We're going to make the 4 bechas are there to teach everybody how sugis. You gotta drink and drink and drink. Four means, I think Maharal speaks four as a number of, it's a riboy, you know. Don't just, so take, here, take, everybody say, take some. We're gonna drink now. Whoever joins this l'chaim, whoever's at this maimed, is gonna see Yeshua's, you'll see two of me in a minute, too. Imagine two of me. Take up base, whoever wants. Take some of this stuff. Chaim Tovim Lashom Shidduchim for all those people. And Roshim, quickly, the most difficult cases, nothing's too hard. Piyos Yamza, we're gonna bust through all our problems. Ruchnias, Gatsmias, but Pratakla, we're gonna turn over Klal Yisrael, bring back all those lost Jews. Nobody will be left behind. Baruch Atah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shahak Elohim Advarei. Amen.